Well, let's start with the rhythm guitar part, and the first thing we need to learn is the picking pattern. So grab a D chord. What I'm doing here is I'm hitting the fourth string with my thumb, then I'll play the third string with my index finger. Then with my second and third fingers, I'll play the second and first strings together. Then I'll come back and play the third string again with my index finger. And that's the pattern. Now these are eighth notes. One and two and, which means if I have a full measure of four beats, I will have to do this pattern two times to get a full measure. One and two and three and four and. Now practice the pattern till you can play it smoothly, then come back here and we will look at the other chords in this song and how to adapt this pattern to them. Now let's look at some of the other chords in this song. We will also have an A chord. So that's finger 1, 4th string, 2nd fret. Finger 2, 3rd string, 2nd fret. Finger 3, 2nd string, 2nd fret. With our pattern, we will hit the 5th string with our thumb. Then we'll still hit the 3rd string with the index. Then the first two strings with the 2nd and 3rd fingers. And then come back to that 3rd string with the index. So all that changes is the first note we hit with the thumb. And for the case of the A, it will be the 5th string. We also will have an E minor, and that was strings 5 and 4, 2nd fret. For this, the thumb will hit the 6th string first, and then play the 3rd, pinch the first two, and then back to the 3rd. We'll also have a G chord, and for this, we'll hit the 6th string first with our thumb, and then like before, we'll play the 3rd string, and then pinch the first two strings together using your middle and ring fingers, and then back to the 3rd string with the index. So for the D, we'll start with the 4th string. For the A chord, we will start with the 5th string. For E minor, we start with the 6th. And then for the G chord, we also start with the 6th. Now work on those chords, then come back here and we will start learning the song. Here are the first four measures of the first verse. Now what you can hear here is that we have measures that have two chords in them, which means we will only do half of our pattern. So with the D chord, we'll have 4, 3, pinch, 3. And because it only gets two beats, that's all we will do. From here, it goes to the A chord, which will get the other two beats. So 5, 3, pinch, 3. When we put these two together, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. So the two chords make up a measure. The next two chords do the same thing. We have half of a measure of E minor, and then half of a measure of G. So E minor is getting 6, 3, pinch, 3. G is getting 6, 3, pinch, 3. And the counting for them would be 1, 2, 3, 4. So first two measures are D, A, E minor, G. The third measure is just like the first measure. So half of a measure of D, half of a measure of A. But for the fourth measure, we have a full measure of G. So grab your G chord and go 6, 3, pinch, 3, 6, 3, pinch, 3. And that will give us a full measure. So these first four measures are D, A, E minor, G. D, A, G. Now let's move on to the next four measures.